Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Inspiration Nation, your destination for inspiration, with your host, Teresa Morrow, the author's cheerleader. Inspiration Nation shares inspiration from the world of words and is the place where connection comes from life experience and personal stories. Inspiration Nation Radio is proud to bring you authors, writers, speakers, and leaders from different walks of life to empower and inspire you to live from your best self. Inspiration Nation, your destination for inspiration. And now, welcome to the show with your host, Teresa Morrow, the author's cheerleader.
Welcome, welcome everyone to another edition of Inspiration Nation. And I want to say happy Earth Day, everyone. I have with me today Susan Sabella Marsh, who has written one book, Transitions to Transformations, and she is going to be soon releasing her second book, Survival, which we will be talking about a little bit on the show. Hi, Susan.
Hello there, Teresa, and happy Earth Day to you, too.
Yes, and we are... We are blessed in Florida to have a lovely weather outside today, which is I'm going to have to go up there and do some walking so I can bless the and be a part of the wonderful Earth Day today.
Yes, you can't ask for a better Earth Day. It's just absolutely beautiful here in Florida. I can't wait to go out myself either.
Good stuff. Well, today we're going to be talking about a little bit about your journey and your book set you've written. To get started, I wanted to have you share with the listeners a little bit about that journey, the writing. What had inspired you to start your writing?
It was my life's journey. It was like a 7-year journey, which included illness, financial difficulty, mm-hmm. almost dying, divorce, a whole lot of things, just overcoming abuse, and just it's been a very interesting journey. So I thought I'd write about it, and poems kept coming into my mind, and I kept writing about each situation that I was in at the time it was happening. If you're a writer, anybody listening out there, if you're a writer, a lot of times when you're feeling the emotions, it's the best time to write, because you're really feeling it. And that's what I did, with my first book, Transitions to Transformation, Your Soul's Poetry. It's all poetry about, life. I have 3 different sections there. The beginning is the winds of change, which are the situations that kind of blow us away. And then the middle is Dark Night of the Soul, all the emotions and things we go through after these winds of change. And the third part is Into the Light, about the things that I did to get out of this mm-hmm. funk, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know for many writers, they do take their experiences. I've done that myself, and I love the title, Transitions to Transformations. I think we all go through those throughout our life, and you really did take what happened to you and pour your soul into it. So I think that that's really beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, I just, I figured, I went through this for a reason. We all go through stuff for a reason. We all have our own story. And I thought, well, maybe I was meant to share with people, this aspect of myself. You'll see a lot of dark poems in there too, in the middle section, the dark the dark side of my soul, dark night of the soul, pardon me. And, you know, you can see what people go through, well, especially me, you know, after a divorce, after being sick, after almost dying and, you know, illness and financial difficulty. I wrote those poems to show people that it's okay, you know, it's good to feel your feelings, write them down, and then just release them. Because when you hold on to that stuff, it really embeds itself in your body and creates disease. And I'm someone that's had multiple diseases. And they were mostly in part to, you know, emotional, how should I put this? Not instability, but emotional upheaval. And mm-hmm. I held on to this. You know, a lot of people wear the mask of perfection and happiness, but they hide so much. And I was one of those mm-hmm. people. And I wanted to share with everybody, it's okay to feel. And I actually wrote a poem about that, it's okay to feel.
There you go. And speaking of your poems, I'd love for you to share one of them with the listeners.
Sure. Yeah, I have a poem called Peel That Onion. This is a poem, you know, I actually, if you know Alanis Morissette, she's a Canadian singer. She's popular in the 90s with her her album Jagged Little Pill. And she really wrote from the heart, too. Oh, my God, you know. But she was on an interview, and she's a very spiritual person. She said that you really have to unlearn everything that you've been taught, you know, the negative things, that we're not good enough, that we're not powerful mm-hmm. enough. And I thought, wow. You know, I said, you know, all of a sudden that poem, Peel That Onion, went right through me. So it took me almost 5 minutes to write. And did you want to hear it now?
Yes, that would be great.
Thanks. Yeah, this is based on Alanis Morissette saying, you know, peel the layers of negativity. So I wrote this immediately after I'd seen that that interview. So here we go. Peel that onion. All the negative things you have seen from family, friends, and society, you know that's not how your life is supposed to be. It's time to make some changes, time to create your destiny. Years of negativity forming layers in your energy field so thick, making you feel alone, exhausted, broken, sick. Take a minute to stop and pause. Think about all the damage this will cause. Remind yourself how this all came to be. From years of programmed negativity. Peel that onion, baby. Peel that onion and be free. Peel those layers of negativity from your life. Peel those layers of stress and strife. Formed through the years, these negative layers need to go away. Change your thoughts, feelings, and things you say. Soon you'll see your positive efforts pay. You'll feel light, happy, and free, and flowing with positivity. Not weighed down from years of programmed negativity. Remember, the world outside is a reflection of how we feel, think, say, and do. So peel that onion, baby. Peel that onion for you. Ta-da!
That is awesome!
Thank you!
I love that! Oh my gosh, that was really awesome. And I liked how you reiterated in there about the programmed negativity. Such a huge lesson for us all to learn, you know, and to realize that we're not our past, or we're not those things that we were taught, the negative things that we were taught, or the negative beliefs, because they're really like self-limited beliefs that we've allowed to penetrate, like you said, the energy fields in us. And I think that's a huge thing for us to learn from.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, you know, and it's been a lifelong lesson for me, let me tell you. You know, we get bombarded with so many things. You know, in my newer book, my next book coming out, which will be tomorrow on Amazon.com, it's Survival, and it's all about deprogramming the negative things that we've been taught. And The Earth has a magnetic field, and so do we. We have the human auric field, which I've been able to see since I was 11. And I can see the changes in people when they're feeling sick or upset or, you know. I can see through that mask, the mask of happiness, you know. And I can tell you, believe it or not, 90% of our thoughts are not our own, which is a crazy statement, I know, but it's true. We are like human antennas that give and receive energy, and this energy can be from other people. This energy could also be from radio, TV, even internet. We'll pick up thoughts that are not our own, and a lot of times, unfortunately, it's negative. And it's a scary fact, but we can tune all this out. You know, as long as we're armed with the knowledge that, you know, we can change this, we can turn things around.
Absolutely. We have more power than we give ourselves credit for.
Yeah. And in my new book, I talk about that. I talk about how to access that power, which, you know, of course, is through meditation, psychic protection, and just rerouting our thoughts from negative to positive. So my newer book is, the one that's coming out tomorrow, is Survival, How to Use Your Inner Magic to Create the Life You Want, Regardless of Past or Present Circumstance. And in, you know, I kind of share what happened to me, and I share what happened to my friends, you know, including you. You've contributed to the book, too, and, you know, you have an amazing story, and, you know, there's a section called Iron Butterfly Stories of Survival, and it's just been an amazing journey, you know, hearing your story, hearing my friend April's story, Ricky Roberts III, Patricia Walker, oh, just amazing people, including yourself. And I am just so humbled that everybody had contributed to the book and was just, you know, you are all amazing, and you're all survivors, so kudos to you.
Congratulations on your book. I'm excited to be a part of it and to share it with the world as well. And on that note, I wanted to offer you the opportunity to share with the listeners where they can find out more about you, where they can find out more about the books, and how they can connect with you online too.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. Yes, anybody can connect with me on Facebook, either by the Transitions to Transformation radio show that I have, also on Blog Talk, and just you can message me on that Facebook page, or you can message me at transradio1@aol.com. That's TRAN, like Nancy, S, radio, in the numeral 1@aol.com. I'm even on Facebook. You can look me up, Susan Sabella Marsh, and you know, those are where people can connect with me. And
and then the books, they're on Amazon, and correct, Susan?
Yes, that will be on Amazon.com. Yes.
Yay! And your second book, will be coming out tomorrow. You said, so that's awesome. And people will be able to get it. Will they be able to get it tomorrow or limited release tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going to release it tomorrow.
Awesome.
So it should be ready tomorrow, but if not, the day after for sure. But I know I have it slated to start tomorrow, so I'm going to hold that posted.
Well, I appreciate that you took the time, and I'm honored that you were on Inspiration Nation today. Thank you for your continued support and writing from your heart, because both of these books are part of your journey, and your beautiful poetry from one poet to another. It's amazing.
Thank you.
It was wonderful having you on Inspiration Nation.
Thank you so much. Do we have just a little time for me to read a short poem?
We do. We probably have about 20 seconds.
Okay. The hero in the mirror. This is from my new book. There's a hero in the mirror looking right back at you, a survivor who remembers the hell you both went through. Everything happens for a reason. This is true. Love that reflection unconditionally for all it went through. Remember, that hero in the mirror is you. You not only survive but thrive, finding a better way of knowing. Through experiences, learning, and growing, you got through your past, found your joy at last. Give yourself a pat on the back and smile. You've made your life all worth the while. I dedicate that to you and everybody listening.
Aw, that's awesome. Thank you, Susan. I appreciate that. Thank you guys for all being here on Inspiration Nation. And remember, be the inspiration you wish to see in the world. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Susan, again so much.
Thank you, Teresa, and happy Earth Day.
Yes.